Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Neighbors are concerned. What's going on? Well, what do you think's going on in that tent?
Yeah.
That tent has nudie dancers.
It's Big Top
They're
Huey.
Concerned. Oh, did they have lewds issues? In 2003?
They had lewds in 1979, Rob.
No, that seems like an out-of-date.
Come to American University. Yes, siree. They had lots of lewds.
Didn't you?
All over McDowell Hall.
Let's bring our girls back up right now. Yeah, don't they look fantastic, guys? We welcome back these lovely ladies here for your entertainment this evening. Here they come, one after the other. Sue, Beth, Megan, Gwen, Mary,
Blanche,
Margaret, and I forgot the last name.
Mike, well, she called in sick. Selma could not be here tonight.
Selma could be.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Live from Podville Media in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and great cities like Stillwater, Oklahoma, Catawba, Virginia.
Nailed it.
Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, or Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Damn it. Tonopa, Nevada. Alalaba, Dabanama. Skanama, Flat Rock, North Carolina. And St. Lucia in the Windward Islands of the Lesser Antilles, where my sister recently visited because she goes places.
She was awarded something. Wasn't she down there for an award?
Yes, she was getting a major award.
The key to the Lesser Antilles?
Yes. She was down there with her girlfriend. And they had a girls' trip down there, and it's beautiful. And they had a fantastic time.
The Real Housewives?
People with disposable travel.
Yes.
That's it. You know, And people that don't. Welcome to... Do I sound jealous?
No.
You bet your ass. Welcome to the show. Lots to cover on today's program. We will give you an update about the audio issue that we had over the weekend that apparently has been totally and completely resolved. And by the way, for those of you that gave us feedback, that's a great way for us to know what's going on. We
don't
always keep track of every little detail. We like to know what's going on. So if you can tell us what's happening, we would really appreciate it. Now, I just informed the guys before the show started that I've lost a little bit of weight. Now, you both saw me, though. It's like, I know I've lost, but I haven't lost enough.
No, well I mean, not
you've lost from the last time I saw you. Time I saw you, I didn't share this with anybody, but I was concerned for your health.
I was blown up like the Hindenburg.
This was what, two and a half years ago? I saw you. I remember you getting in the same car that I picked you up in.
You had to get a running start.
And it was arduous for you to get in the car. This time you got in the car, bing, bang, boom, you're in.
But you know what? Bing, bing. I've lost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pounds over the years, so I know where you're at. You did look great. You look great today. Yeah. You know, I can really see it in your face. And also, you know.
Only I have thrown, let me see, 38 pounds off of the Titanic. 38 deck chairs.
That's fantastic.
Have been thrown into the sea. There are 40 plus deck chairs to go.
But
that's what I have.
There's a big mirrored wall at Jimmy's. And
yes,
we were both there in suits, coat and tie. And that tends to look, you tend to look good in a coat and tie if it fits. And we both looked pretty good. We don't usually overlap.
Well, it was easier. Because when you're fat, suits and ties are just.
No, you're right.
You know, ridiculous.
Now, I did speak to Jimmy. It is a special mirror.
A very special.
He got it from a circus, yeah. But other than that, I thought we looked very, very good.
Let me say this about that. We were talking to Oscar before the show about his mom, who has had issues with the weight loss / diabetes drug.
Yeah.
I'm on one.
Yeah.
Yoli is on one.
Yes.
And before Oscar tells us the tale that she came up against the FU health
insurance
roadblock,
mm-hmm,
big insurance that just, that Sometimes I wonder if big insurance.
I think they're listening.
And big pharma.
Like Facebook?
Yeah. Big pharma hears that. Big insurance hears that big pharma is going to come up with something really special that the world is going to love. And I was like, well, that's not going to help us. We got to get in the way. But what I worry about is that the drop in weight, I could say it was my incredible willpower. Mm-hmm. I could say it was 6 days a week in the gym. I've done that in the past. Well, never 6 days. Never 6 days.
6 days a month.
You don't want to hurt yourself.
No.
But I worry because I read all these articles about this diabetes stuff that I'm on.
Yeah.
That there's a, you know, there might be a rebound effect. And that, you know, as soon as I stop taking that, you know, it'd be 6 months later and I'd be the Michelin man again. Mm. I worry about that. And I don't hear anybody saying, well, you can avoid that by... I'm eating a very, very small amount of calories, and I'm extremely, even with this medication, I have days where I get a little out of hand, but I'm here to tell you, I came off a what I would describe as a very normal weekend. We had guests over to the Omera Casa on Saturday. I cooked nice big steaks. They weren't massive, but they were big steaks.
What cut?
Rib yais.
Oh, nice. Very
and
nice.
And I had my new flavor that you two witness me drink on Monday, which kind of was a foray into the world of, yes, you can have a cocktail. I had me the vodka with lots of lime and soda water and didn't overdo it.
As people Jimmy says, home. A vodka soda is refreshing.
Well, and they were gone by 8:30-ish, 8:30, quarter of nine.
Mm-hmm.
We sent everybody home on their merry way, and it was that's the way I choose in my advancing years to socialize. Mm-hmm. I liked it. The idea of binging, when I think of the way, even in my 40s, that I used to roar.
Yes.
I would come home from the radio show on a Friday night, I'd jump in the shower, my second shower of the day, venture out into a wonderful little bar owned by somebody very close to me, and roar till closing time, and then say, who wants to come over to the deck for a light
cap? The second location.
Did you have and them then, come over for a third shower?
I had a motorcycle gang show up at my house one
day. Oh, true. Very true.
The Renegade Pigs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With Jerky came cruising down 5 o'clock in the morning. Brah, brah. Not 5 o'clock. Maybe 3:30.
Oh, well, that's better.
Yeah.
at least anyway, it's still dark.
Those days are gone.
Right.
Those days are gone. But I understand Yoli found out what I found out months earlier, where this wonderful medicine that they've created that assists people with blood sugar, mm-hmm. that assists people with weight loss, and they finally said, nope, can't have it anymore. What happened to her?
Well, she lost enough weight that she's no longer, you know, she's pre-diabetic now, not type 2 diabetic.
That's excellent. Does she do any activity to help fight it, or is she just relying on weight loss?
She claims she has the treadmill. Every time I get there, the little line I've written in chalk never moves. So... She doesn't walk
okay.
that thing. I said, I see you haven't moved the line of chalk. She doesn't realize what I'm talking about. Like, I know you're not walking on it, lady. Yeah. We're good. And the dust doesn't lie. So.
oh, really? Well, a little more activity in the house maybe is necessary?
Yeah, or? I mean, walk around the block for God's sake, but don't lie to me that you're using this treadmill because I have a little line and it's not in chalk. It's in silver Sharpie.
Okay.
On the actual tread.
And it's that a thing coat rack.
Has not moved.
Okay. I get it.
The only thing that saved her life is this Ozempic drug.
Yeah.
And I have, like, I've gone to bat with Mike about it. Like, we fought about insurance. I'm not with big insurance. Insurance should cover you. So, yesterday is injection day. I walk in and I put in her she's at 0.25 now. She's at 5.0 of whatever drug that is. And it's like an EpiPen or something.
Sure,
right?
you actually probably make a selection.
I make a selection. I'm sorry. I don't
put
know
a fresh
I
needle
and then
on
I push
it.
The button.
Yeah, it's a vial of fluid.
I jab her in her stomach or thigh, depending on the day. And then she starts crying. And I said,
oh, your technique is off then.
I said, what's wrong, Mom? Did I poke you? She goes, no, I'm going to be fat again because the insurance sent me a letter denying me because I don't have diabetes anymore. And I'm like, oh, God.
It's terrible.
I know the truth is that she will be fat again because she has zero willpower. This drug has made her, pre-diabetic or like scaled her back, right?
Do you know how much weight she's lost in pounds?
40 pounds.
40 pounds?
So,
wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah. For a little lady?
She's little.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She was roly-poly-oly.
Don't
no more.
Say that.
No more.
She. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So
wow.
I call my brother and sister and say, hey, she's got to go see her doctor again. Like, how can we work around this? She doesn't want to pay the money. Like, it's a whole thing. My mom's retired. My dad's cheap. You know, he doesn't care. He's here half the year. They're like, well, what? How bad is it? And I was like, you guys are doctors. I don't know what you do. I can put this into ChatGPT and I'm sure it could spin me up a nice letter. But
sure.
What am I supposed to do? And then my brother's like, okay, this is the deal. Put mom on the phone. So my mom's like, you know, I can tell when the drug wears off because she wants to go and out and get the ingredients to make a flan at home.
Wow.
Hold on, folks. What he's talking about is an actual truism that when you get to the end of your week, I get injected on Thursday.
Yes.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and half of Saturday. I'm going.
Yeah,
that's when it's a. That's when it's a
like
little
the
tough.
Inner beast
yeah,
is being unleashed.
Well, you build
it's
up
about
to it.
Be unleashed.
To, yes. It's not crazy, but you're there.
Yeah.
You can find yourself kind of looking at food that comes in a different way.
Yeah,
you know, it's weird. I can't tell
no,
you exactly.
No, I can relate to it. When I was probably at my thinnest, I was actually brought in to do a television commercial for a harebrained weight loss scheme.
And it worked for you.
It did for a while. But do you know what I did the evening after shooting the television commercial? I went home and made homemade caramel.
Because, I remember that story.
Because
I remember that.
When you are so focused and you lose what is the destination, which was the TV
right.
commercial, mm-hmm. your body focuses on it. So I can see
yep.
her losing yep. that whatever doctor-induced
it's
self-control.
Being written about.
Yeah.
So what was the solution?
So my brother and I have been talking like behind the scenes how we can get my dad on this and how we can get like, you know, the people we love on this. I'm not going to name the fatties. And we were shocked. And I said, look, I've been reading a lot about this rebound.
Mm-hmm.
The rebound syndrome says you gain it all back within months. Like it's over because you just unless you trained yourself and you're a healthy eater. I know my mom, she's in her 70s. She's got zero willpower. She is who she is. She loves food. So we got to stop this. So she's crying to my brother. And, you know, I guess in a different light, I say we fight the insurance and figure it out, see what the best path is. And if you're at home, fight them. And I will give you a pro tip. You can write all the parameters you need within for if your doctor doesn't want to write the letter, write it for them. Be your own advocate. Use, you know, AI to write it. Do whatever
yeah.
you can. It will do it. I actually did it as a I was like, look, I've already written a letter through AI to the insurance firm. I'm going to send it to you. What should we do? So like, and I hope one day, I don't know if we're going to have children yet, but if we do that, our children are as loving as my brother's, not me, but my brother to my mom. So she's crying. She calls my sister. She's, you know, talking to her. My sister says, let's write the insurance company. Let's see what we can do. We'll take it to Capitol Hill.
How does your sister fit into this? Do you wish your kids were as loving as your sister?
No, as my brother.
Okay, just your brother.
Yeah, my middle brother, my older brother.
Just my brother.
My
you're
sister,
a dick.
Hi, Tatiana.
My
How
sister
are you?
Is staring at the Pacific Ocean, seeing the sunset, and her extent, which I love her, and I hope you're listening to this. Of her concern is the time we're on the phone.
Well, explain to her that your mom is also staring at the sunset in a figurative way, so she better get on the phone.
Yeah, I don't think she's as moved as that.
Yeah, okay, well.
So, but my brother, he's a man of action. So he calls back. We have this like, and this is what's great. We're having this like tearful conversation. I'm holding the phone to my mom on FaceTime. My dad.
I don't want to be fat anymore.
My dad is in the living room at full blast in his Sonos surround system watching the Baran F1 Grand Prix.
Yeah.
And my at every turn, it's Verstappen did this, like all Team Red Bull, Team Ferrari.
I love his international sense. Yeah. You know what I mean? Last time we talked about your old man, it was the World Cup, and
now
it's the Formula
Correct.
One. It's
a, he was considering going to a bar to watch the race.
So there are tears in the living room. There's an F1 race in the kitchen, and it's just like this confluence of emotion. And my mom's crying, and all I could hear is if the Team Mercedes lost a car or not, if their engine died. But it was actually Ferrari. So I'm like, Dad, can you turn that on? And he's like, oh, I'll get my ears, which means he'll go get his
Hearing aids?
His hearing aids.
Okay.
So we turn it down.
How does he say that in Spanish?
Don't necesito mis oídos, which means I got to grab his hearing aids. So I grab it to him and I run over and turn down the volume.
Sure.
And my brother calls back in the middle of my sister just saying, we'll do everything we can, but she's trying to hack the system. Like, this is what we write insurance.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. But you have two doctors dealing with this.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Well, doctors can't do it either.
Yeah. You shouldn't have to hack a system and to then, stay alive.
No.
Yeah.
And then my brother calls back and he joins the meeting. And then my sister has to go because there's some sort of volleyball game on the beach. She's got to go see. Who knows? And my dad and my brothers
priorities.
And my brother's like, look, mom, if they deny you, I'll cover the $1,300 a month.
It's by like, the way, that's the cost they're talking about.
Yeah.
Wow.
For this medicine.
Yeah.
For people.
So that's essentially four injections.
It's a month.
Yeah. So it's over $300. It's $325 an injection.
Yeah. Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts. God, it's ridiculous.
And I think you have to be an anesthesiologist.
I was paying that for booze.
To be okay with just breaking that chunk of I guess token off.
It sucks.
But yeah. I sat there and my brother's done a lot of great, wonderful things that don't involve money. But the power to unlock a problem like that for your mom that I wasn't in my purview. It was like, we gotta fight the man to give her that peace of mind. I don't know. I dream of having a child look at me that way and do that, right?
Mm-hmm. Were they successful?
Well, they're two tracks they're rolling it with.
They're gonna pay for it.
They're gonna appeal it, but in that time you lose the momentum of the drug.
Yeah, you gotta keep the headway going.
Right?
So he's gonna cover the
bridge.
The gap.
And he goes, what if they don't cover it? Then he said he'll pay for it.
Mine is less. I go to a weight loss place.
Yes.
Mine is less, but it's still expensive.
You got a Groupon,
I was not
right?
able to get it through. Well, they gave you a coupon at the beginning of this Mounjaro that I'm on, and then they pulled the coupon.
Right.
Yeah.
So they gave you a taste. The pusher gave you a taste and then took it away.
The first
it
taste
doesn't
is
matter.
Free, yes.
I don't care whether you're fat, whether you have diabetes. This is making people better.
Yeah, but you shouldn't lose the weight and then get off the drug.
No. No, and by the way,
from diabetic
I don't know.
To pre-diabetic.
And that's the thing. Yeah. I look at, you know, I'm also on a very specific amount of fat and carbohydrates and protein, and I look at that and I'm like, okay, I'll be able to do that. It's a control issue. It's a it's a biological function.
I think the people that truly need this are broken because they were taught as a
you
child.
Put your hand down, Mike. You're not broken.
That food is a remedy.
Mom. Yes.
It doesn't matter how much they work out. They're still going to eat like, you know, they eat. It's a disease. Obesity is a disease. It's an addiction.
I'll
get
do
that.
Anything for food.
Yeah.
I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 fried
rice. And you know who's
I've eaten
suffering.
A dozen bagels at one time.
These are the industries. I read another article out of the Wall Street Journal.
Yes.
Luxury gyms, personal trainers. Mm-hmm. They're all scared S-less, as they should be. You know, technology changes, science changes for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Because are you going to pay a personal trainer $1,200 or are you going to pay for that little pen?
It goes back. I mean, there's always been
that
way.
There's always been something like that. Remember when Fen was going to make us all skinny?
Yeah, and then it killed us.
And then it killed
us. Yeah, but look.
Great looking corpses,
I didn't
though.
Mind the Olean Doritos. I minded the 40 minutes in the restroom after the fact.
Yeah.
Explosive diarrhea.
But
you can still get that if you buy sugar-free taffy.
But if I was a little older, my mobility was challenged and I couldn't get like the walks that I'm getting in or do some light leg workouts or whatever.
How about this?
The rheumatoid arthritis.
The world called inflammation. I don't have rheumatoid arthritis.
No, my mom does.
Your mom does.
Yeah.
And inflammation goes down. I don't know if this is the magic bullet, but I know that I am here to tell you that it is certainly legit.
Correct.
Because I think that I feel like, what's the world? I told the lady at this place that I go that I feel like I've got a willpower assistant. Now, some people get nausea. Some people really just like, oh, I can't even look at food. I feel like I have a willpower assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And that when it's time to make the correct decision, perfect example, friends of ours came over and they brought those chocolate chip M&M cookies. You see them at the grocery store best. All the time. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And they bring them in, and it was the end of the night, and I'd had a couple of vodkas. I would have, Carla would have gone to bed, and I would have gone the whole tray.
Yeah, the whole tray.
I would have gone in there and done and I went out and said, that looks good. And I looked at just, they sat there. That wouldn't have happened. I don't know. I call it a willpower assist.
Mike.
That's what I call it.
This is what really got me over the top. Not enough for me to open my ATM card up, but really for me.
Yeah, but you were definitely touched by it.
I was touched by it. Luckily, my brother covered the cost already.
Touching.
She said, and you know what? And she says this to Shannon. Shannon, what an angel. It's tough to work with your wife, but an angel to my mom. She says, you know what, Shannon? She doesn't say Shannon. She says, Shannon, with a C-H. And she goes, yes, Miss Yoli. She goes, I feel like I love myself more. I actually do my hair and makeup now.
And there's stories like that all around the country.
You know?
Here it is. I just think that, and I don't want people to start throwing, you know, the commie word at me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, by the way, I think when you look at communism, I was watching a great old movie called Dr. Zhivago, which is a really, really
short,
beautiful.
Right?
such a long
It's my
movie.
Mom's favorite Julie movie Christie. Of all time. Yeah.
Oh, God. Great Julie film. Christie, Omar Sharif. And it's just about commun- and you realize just what scumbags people like
yep.
Putin and the power brokers and the corruption. What a horrible system of government, because it's just run by men who are corrupt and it sucks. But when you talk about the socialized medicine, and there it is, when you take, and I want a doctor that comes up with a new technique for brain surgery to get richer than Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I want that motivation to be there. But when we live in a world where middlemen and panels of doctors and nurses who are paid to come up with reasons to deny you because the insurance company, you're a number to them.
Yep.
And when you talk about something that's really, really special, that can really prolong people's lives and help them live better lives, I think we're in a different world there. And it just sucks that so many people have no recourse because big pharma, along with big insurance, is just out there cashing checks.
Yeah. Unless you have an anesthesiologist in your life with disposable income, you're burned.
You're burned.
Right?
Yeah. Don't you think that a guy like me, who pays, are you ready,
mm-hmm.
for just me, not my family, $1,700 a month in health insurance. $1,700 a month. And they say to me, well, it's not on the list. It's not on the list of covered medications.
Mm.
And by the way, I talked to a pharmacist about, you think we've got, because we're carrying around a spare tire. Do you want to talk about the people that have to get cancer medications and lose everything they've got? Yeah, you know, something's got to give here.
Yeah.
Something's got to really, really give.
How many times have you heard, you know, I had to choose today between eating, rent, or medication?
And you know who the people are that defend it? The people that haven't been sick. Or the people that are so wealthy that it doesn't matter if
doesn't
they
matter.
Get sick.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a guy say, hey, it doesn't bother me. I can afford it. Yeah, you can.
How nice. Must be good.
But the vast majority of people can't. So where does that leave us? Well, it's the same age-old argument. But that's where I get to a point where profit above people ain't right on any level. It wasn't
I'm okay with some profit, but not for the people, right?
I'm totally okay with profit.
Right.
I'm okay with profit, much more so with drug companies than I am with health insurance.
Look,
let me tell you why.
Yes.
Because I think health insurance, they're going to do just fine.
Oh, yeah.
If a guy like me decides to get on, I don't think I'd get on Ozempic. What's the other one from Ozempic?
Mounjaro, the one I'm on.
The Mounjaro. Or what's that W? Wegovy? Is it Wegovy?
Wegovy.
Yeah, okay. If at my age and I don't need it and I'm trying to sneak through the system and get this through insurance, I'm a garbage can. Like, I'm just not going to get it. I don't care how much I pay. Like, that's not what it's made for. But if it can save my life, and it's someone like Mike or even Rob, for example, or my mom, or like one of your loved ones that you're listening right now, or some of our handful of our listeners, and absolutely change your entire
listener hit me to it
trajectory in life.
Yeah,
Stephanie hit me to it, and she's a nurse. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and was just singing the praises of it. Then we kept in touch with the way I was doing it.
We'd have a healthier population.
Have a healthier population
and long-term, that saves the insurance people money. However, they are so hand in glove with Big Pharma. Because Big Pharma says, I'm going to price this here. And that is the place where people will maybe buy it.
No, they've done the research, right? They know what the hard deck is.
Yeah,
I'm positive. I don't know what a gym membership costs these days, but let's say you go to Equinox, you're paying $350. Last I checked, a month. That's $1,200. That's the only thing. There's a reason why in the top 10 market, big city like DC, that's $350 a month. That's $1,200. Oh my God, are you telling me that one pen is almost the exact same price of a Highline gym?
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody did some research.
Yeah.
It's not a coincidence, right, Mike? It's like, that can't be a coincidence.
No, it's not. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know exactly what they're doing. I'm trying to look up here what Mounjaro costs. I think it's Eli Lilly that makes it. I'm not sure. Yeah, no. Eli Lilly, Big Pharma. And I'm just trying to see what it costs. You know, it's by the way, there will be others. There will be generics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. That's going to, you know, it's just.
There is crazy. A Kirkland version of Mounjaro that's $8 a gallon, but I don't know if it's as effective.
Man, oh, man. Since Carl and I started drinking coffee and got a new coffee maker.
Yeah.
We're going through 3 pounds of that stuff. Ooh. I didn't think we'd go through the whole Colombian coffee thing. Boy, oh yeah. Boy.
Mm.
Two for her, two for me. We're sucking it down.
Oh, Carrie is a funnel for coffee. She destroys
wonderful
it. Yeah.
But I'm looking, and of course.
Is your coffee on the list for insurance?
How much does it cost to make? Isn't it amazing?
What?
They make it hard for you to find out that answer.
Not amazing at all. It's the same reason that they don't put appliance prices or electronics prices in the ad. They say, come on in.
$1,100 right a month.
Not to make it, though.
No, that you're never going to know that.
I know, but I was trying to find out.
It's like witch's brew.
Hocus pocus. God.
Hocus pocus.
Yes. Prices start at $1,022.08. Jeez.
Mike, I'll pay for the 8 cents if you cover the rest.
You can get, like, I think now you can get a condo in D.C. for like $1,500. You got to either live in it or fit in it.
By the way, and if you bring your coupon, if anybody's out there trying to get a coupon for it, somebody sent me one. Zoolander sent me one.
That's sweet.
And I went in and they said, well, you're not covered by it. I couldn't use the coupon out of pocket to pay the $25 a month, their initial offer, to hook you in.
Sure.
Because the insurance didn't get
it. Oh, they're big insurance.
Damn it. Do you hear that?
Of course.
Yes.
The whole world hears it.
Zoolander sent me a coupon for cookies.
Mike, do you?
He said I liked you better when you were heavier.
I've used, there's a show on FX. It's called Snowfall. It's about the crack epidemic. It's based in the 80s. And and they show three different, the CIA world, it's set in Los Angeles, the two gang factions, Latin gangs and like black gangs, quote unquote. I use that. And how the crack epidemic came to light and how it was battled on the streets of LA. And it's fictional, but they're using some historical fact that overlays over it. And the way that they disperse the crack as your first hit is free reminds me of this Mounjaro play where here's the $25 coupon.
Yeah. And there's not a fatty that's on that, myself included, that doesn't feel like your mom. Like, what are we going to do? Now, is it something that I'm thinking I have to be on for the rest of my life? I kind of hope not. I really don't. I get an allergic reaction, a little tiny one when I get the injection, but it's nothing I can't handle. You know,
Mike, come back.
By the way, the passwords are long-term studies. I've been on it. I don't notice anything wrong with it whatsoever. No, but you think in terms of what's it going to be like if they pull the rug out from under you. Well, you know, I'm chugging along until I get to where I want to be, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I was thinking about seeing my family this summer up in Maine.
Yes.
And when I get up there, no one's going to know it was a drug.
Oh, no, you can't
I
tell
can
them.
Hear these words coming out of my sister's mouth. Well, of course, he went on that drug. That's the next thing.
Mike,
no,
is you know what the line is?
What's the line?
This is what every fatty's told me that's had plastic surgery, some sort of
gastric bypass
or something. Yes. And you see them and you're like, hey, like, I can't believe you look so great. And instead of just telling me the truth, like, oh, I had to have surgery.
Mm-hmm. You know,
meek or proud, I don't care how you give it to me. They say, you know what, Oscar? I was tired of being tired.
Boo.
Like some sort of right. Oprah guest.
Yeah.
That changed their lives because they woke up one morning and said, enough.
This is what I'm thinking about.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I'm thinking so about cool. saying
BS.
This.
Yeah, I mean, tell me you got surgery.
I'm thinking about saying this. So when somebody, when my sister says to me, how did you lose all that weight? I'm going to look at her and go, I didn't know I had that much willpower.
Well, I mean, you could take it any direction. Oh. You could say you got a new tailor and your clothes are just fitting better.
By the way. I'm 30 pounds north of Homer Simpson, okay? I'm not anything special right now.
Right.
Maybe 40 pounds north of Homer. I don't expect to
see any of us in New Orleans being like, damn, that guy looks good.
No, you're not going to see that.
Yeah, let's not oversell
this. Ain't going to happen. That's a month away.
Yeah.
Right.
But it feels better than the alternative, and it feels better to see a new number there.
Yeah.
But once again, big pharma, F you.
Yeah.
Big insurance, F you.
As far as my
car insurance, you know, when you really think about insurance on the large scheme of things, homeowners, you get boned.
Yeah.
And health insurance, you always get boned. But the old lowly car insurance people, you know, want to say thank you for the trouble-free road rock in my driveway windshield replacement.
Mm.
I hope all of you experience what I experienced. That's how you stay.
Last week I had a chipped windshield.
Hey, where are you with that? Before we go to break,
they told us 7 to 10 days before they can issue the check and tell us the amount that the car is worth. So 7 to 10 business days would be the end of this week, I believe. So hopefully we'll know.
You'll get cash.
We'll get a check from them. I know how much I owe on the Subaru, and.
Okay.
We had a lot of money.
Will you be upside down? I guess you were.
Stop it.
Down.
That's not ever funny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So you'll have that.
No, we won't
be
upside
down.
You'll
have your loan paid off.
Yes. And then enough to get another car, I believe. So,
okay. For a down payment.
Well, a down payment. Yeah. But it's enough to make it.
Why don't you get a beater and buy some more microphones?
Because I want a car. I spend enough time in the car every day, about 2.5 hours a car. Every day, and I want a car that I love because I don't want to sit in a car I don't like. That's a long time to be in a car.
Okay, so you obviously have a number that you want, right?
Yeah, I had a beater before, and
but you obviously have a number that you want from the insurance company that you've already noodled through, right?
Mm-hmm.
And did the insurance agent talk to you about the possibility of getting that now, or? Is it like something that's a thing, or is it pretty straightforward?
They haven't issued the number yet. They said we will get back to you as soon as they have just removed the car from the wrecking location to the Allstate or State Farm or whatever the hell it is location to examine it. And I mean,
he's upside down.
I was gonna say, what examination? It's ruined. The car is ruined. And they said, we'll have a number for you 7 to 10 business days.
Well, they're basically confirming the car has been totaled.
Yes, yeah. And I mean, if it wasn't, I'll try harder next time because I did a pretty good number on it. Turned it upside down and everything.
Is there anything within the realm of possibility where they could come back and say,
that's not a total loss. Yeah.
Anytime the roof is done, it's probably right.
Well, also, double airbag deployment, those are about $5,000 each to rebuild the dashboard and to rebuild the side door.
Not for them, though.
No, not for them.
Yeah, they get inside pricing.
But you're pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, everyone has said this is a total loss.
I hope you get the same car back.
I am. Oh, you mean they want them to repair that car?
Yes, yes.
I'd be happy with that.
Because you don't deserve a new car. You deserve to drive what God gave you and you ruined.
Well, no, I love cars, so I'm rooting for them to get like a brand new shinier.
He's gonna get the same thing.
And I
it's
do
not
want
gonna
the,
be exciting.
It is within exciting. Reason. If you could get any car, like a domestic or an import.
Yeah, it's like a $35,000 car, $40,000 car.
Yeah. If you say you got 40 grand.
Right.
You're expecting what? Like 35 or something? Like
mid-20s, I think.
Oh. Mid-20s, yeah. Gross. So if you got 40 grand, what would you get something else?
Yeah. I would. You know what? I would. It would never fly in the home front, but I would get another Tahoe. I was the happiest in that car than I've ever been. I thought that was the greatest.
Check prices on those recently?
Yeah, they're like small size of a small house now. Just a little house. Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, they're all tied in it. You know who I blame for that?
Who?
Big Pharma.
Yeah.
That's it. Absolutely. Well, good luck, everybody that's on this journey.
Yeah.
We're not going to do news. We're going to have a little discussion about the Chris Rock special.
Ah, good.
Like everybody, like many of you, haven't checked the views. We'll find that out, too, as far as how many viewers he got over the weekend with his live Netflix special. The password is disappointed. We'll talk about that coming up.
Picture yourself on a journey. You're traveling through a dimension not of sight, but only of sound.
Oh, my gosh!
A journey into a wondrous place where what you'll hear is a collection of the surreal.
We've seen some crazy things out here.
The fantastic. Ooh. And the comical.
Daryl!
I am tired. I feel...
Well, we heard you. Go ahead.
Again,
go ahead. I heard you. Go ahead.
Don't! There is a deer in here.
I said survivor.
That's the signpost up ahead. Next stop, Soundtown.
Welcome to Soundtown.
Sounds meticulously procured by Rob Spiegel.
It's a bear.
Yes. Listen for a laugh today, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
New name for Soundtown today. We're going to call it the Flip Side.
It is the Flip Side.
Hope you like that. Welcome back to the show. A lot of us are stuck inside, wondering what else is out there, but feeling like an adventure is out of reach. But now, you can discover the freedom of the great outdoors and go adventuring with fun, fast, and foldable electric e-bikes.
Yes.
From quick errands to true outdoor adventures, electric e-bikes will transform how you get around. They cost way less than the competition. Models financed as low as $133 per month. They go up to 45 miles on one charge at up to 28 miles per hour with the powerful 500-watt motor, which has increased torque for more power with less noise. And you're enjoying that 500-watt motor. Are you not,
you
Oscar Santana?
I love it. I was showing Rob this this Friday. A listener that posted a picture of their beautiful white electric e-bike.
Yeah. They said they don't mind doing chores anymore.
Brand new.
Awesome.
Please, if you have one, share it with us. We'd love to see it.
Electric e-bikes are foldable and chip-free, fully assembled, and now introducing the ultimate experience for all. The Electric XP Trike. That's right. With the first ever fully foldable and fully assembled electric tricycle. Everyone can enjoy the carefree experience of riding electric. Electric has something for everybody. Oscar's all in it, and he's all over the district, loves his. Plus, no parking fees. Get out there and find adventure with electric e-bikes. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more. That's electricebikes.com. I am an enormous fan of Chris Rock. I have been for a while.
Interesting fact, Mike.
His stand-up.
His first stand-up special on HBO back in the day, we watched together at your house. And
fantastic.
It was a watershed comedy moment, I think, for both of us, because we liked him going into it, but it was a stunning, stunning special, the first one.
The material was so solid.
Yes.
I compared him a lot to the iconic George Carlin, because the material was so socially aware, and it was such an interesting take. If you read reviews, which I do only when I've had a problem with a show, which I did with Chris Rock's latest Selective Outrage, that's the name of his special on Netflix, I was reading them, and I kind of back up the pans he's getting. He's getting pretty rocked on this one, because what it was to me was, the best word I would describe it, it was kind of uneven.
Agreed.
Where he used to just have it so well constructed, and Chris Rock has been through a lot, not the least of which was the slap. I think in many cases the slap was, if anything, good for his career.
Yeah.
You know, people seem to pay attention more after that. But I was watching just the material and the jokes, and they weren't the same kind of jokes. Look, it's hard. I get it. It's hard to produce that kind of material on a consistent basis. It requires Herculean efforts to generate that. You got to really, really sweat it. And I think that you got to write all the time. I don't know what he does with his spare time. I really don't. I know that
he makes
Chris Rock.
He makes those grown-ups movies.
Well, you know, I will tell you, the film reel of Chris Rock, you know, has been filled with a bit of disappointment as well,
oh,
right?
A lot, yeah.
I mean, and I've been such a fan for such a long time. I was so excited telling Carla, this guy's the best in the business, might be the best working today. And then it just kind of laid there, and he was going back to doing the thing where he's talking about chasing tail, which is what, like, the hack 28-year-old comedians do. You know what I mean? And I'm like, you're above this, and you're 58 years old, and it didn't resonate, you know? Because I always get the impression when I'm watching a stand-up comedian that when they do that, they're fishing. I never feel any other way.
Really,
I feel like comedians that talk about their sex lives, it always rings a little hollow for me because it's not. It just never seems to be all that funny to me. And then it seems to be a little self-serving. Mm-hmm. And he did this whole bit, went on and on about a particular sex act that he'll do with anybody, but he'll only hold hands with a few special people. I'm like, oh my God, please.
I watched his special, and it was a repeat for me because it's the same.
It was the same material, right?
Same material from Constitution Hall this past year.
Right.
And I thought he slayed then. I mentioned with my review where that there was going to be certain people that were going to be upset when they saw this special, because he's there to create some compelling and not thoughtful, but just like it's meant to shock you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I actually felt, I still feel the same, Mike. I thought that, you know, that special was on brand with Chris Rock, and it was, for what it was, I thought it was good. It was really good.
And the one point I'll disagree
it was great.
Is when you say it's meant to shock you. I totally agree with that. What I don't agree with is that that's the mission. The mission is to make us laugh. The mission is to write the best joke about the circumstances, not just, and I'm watching specials now where these guys are putting edginess and shock first and writing and crafting the bit about it second. And if one more comedian talks about the transgender community, I mean, stop. Stop with it, because you're not writing great material either, because you're afraid.
I agree with you there.
Okay? It's look, just too
again,
much of it.
The abortion side, not necessarily comfortable with it, the way that he put that, you know, that he laid that out within his narrative of his set. But the other parts, I mean, I didn't even mind the idea that he would hold hands with them, but like that whole premise of that joke.
I think that it's something you'd hear from a lesser comedian. I really felt that way. I thought that it was not the same. And look, it's hard, especially when you achieve superstardom. Yeah. It's hard to rekindle the tossed salad man, which is, I mean, I was in pain. I was laughing so hard at that. It was just, but it was so well crafted. The joke about the circumstances. Is there anything more shocking than talking about that particular sex act in prison, which was a documentary from years and years ago, and he went right there, and I love that. I love shocking funny. If it's funny, if it's not funny, I have a problem. Now, did I hate it? I laughed out loud for the first half. I really did. But I think, like so many people, we were all waiting for the Will Smith discussion. We were all waiting. And I don't know. It just kind of laid there, right?
Yeah, that's the tape I pulled from the special. I watched, when I turned it on, I thought, you know what? This is really cool.
The first live.
That Netflix is doing a live comedy show. I said, this is really a pleat in Netflix's cape that they're able to do. And it looked great.
I mean, there was no blips.
It looked fabulous.
I mean, the fact that that was being carried live. Yeah, I was really impressed. Broadcast,
it felt like they did a better job than some networks.
And then he comes out and he is Chris Rock. And that, you know, we're conditioned to smile and laugh at the fact that he's one of our favorite comics up there. But as he went on, I would be inclined to say there was more people that started watching it than finished watching it, because I think it did get lost in the middle. And a couple of things, Mike, he seemed to rely too much at times on his Chris Rockedness, if that makes sense. Like putting really hard emphasis on punchlines that weren't that great. And then when they showed his audience, and I know this is just one house there, it was in Baltimore.
Yeah.
They were older. It was an older audience, and maybe he's trying to cater to an older audience.
The audience that I saw at Constitution Hall was my age and older.
Yeah, yeah. So
but
I
did you expect like a young crowd?
Well, yeah, you know, for a hip young comedy special,
he's not young.
No, but it is a hip venue and a Netflix special, and he's a big deal. And I don't know. I agree with Mike. I think it didn't seem... No, I laughed.
I didn't like some of the subject matter. I don't have to agree with it, but as far as comedy is concerned...
Let me give you just one paragraph from USA Today.
Uh-huh.
That's, perhaps, by the way, the most aggressive pan that I've read.
Perhaps Chris Rock should have titled his new Netflix stand-up special, Get Off My Lawn. That's the tone Rock presented in Selective Outrage, his latest stand-up special, performed from a good old Ballmer.
Yeah.
In Netflix's first live global event now streaming. He's crotchety. He's mean. He's predictable and boring. I don't think it was that bad. I just don't think it delivered like I expected to. And I think look, with that said, I'd still pay money to go see Chris Rock.
Of course.
It is a challenge to maintain that. It just seemed like it was a bit uneven. That's the way I would call it.
He's had a long time to put this together, too. I mean, and I don't know. It seemed a little hackish to put all the Will Smith stuff at the end.
Well, he was doing that. You know, he's playing to the audience.
I know, but it's also it's a classic carnival trick, you know, to keep him around as long as possible, because that's what a lot of people. Unfortunately, it wasn't as funny as the other stuff. I almost would like to have seen it swapped.
I'm not going to read the entire USA Today review, but I will say, I'll share one part that I totally agree with. The problem is not that Rock made jokes about young people or transgender people or women or Duchess Meghan. It's that he made bad jokes about them. Yeah, it could have been better. It could have been better. And then it goes on to
share the joke.
You didn't
think the Duchess Meghan jokes were funny?
I thought they were at the beginning, and then it got uneven again. It got a little bit uneven where, you know, that the old Chris Rock, I just remember him, he'd just be a little more surgical with that.
Let me,
you know,
let
even
me,
like a more of an age.
For someone who probably paid, you know, too much to go see the show. No, I don't know. I was late to the game. I bought it off StubHub, and it was a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So $1,000 worth of tickets. I walked out of the DAR, and I was like, damn. At least I got to see him live, and if that's a Netflix special, I loved it. I didn't agree with all the
but it's got to be different when you're there.
I would think.
So when you're there, my expectations for any comedy show, it goes back to the days of HBO when you'd see someone live on HBO. I don't know if we're being fair to have the same expectations to be at home to see this type of show on Moss for free. It's a free show.
No, it's different. Totally different when you're there in the audience.
Sure.
Yeah.
When you're there in the audience, it's a collective experience.
Correct.
And I'm sure it played. By the way, still a great comedy ticket, in my opinion. I'm not going to go so far to say the whole thing was a disaster. Mm-hmm. It's still Chris Rock.
Yeah. Sure.
And I'm still a fan. Nothing has changed with that. You know, but every comic has his nights. And I thought that for being the live special, you know, it was tough. It was a little rougher than I expected, and I'm not the only one that feels that way.
I remember that first special, he would prowl the stage while he was talking, almost looked like a tiger. He was, you know, just so into selling the material. It was angry, and he was precise. On this one, he looked a little like he was wandering around. It was...
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, it wasn't. But it wasn't the same.
I still think you should watch it. I think you should check it out. And he does address the Will Smith thing.
Do you want to hear a little bit of tape from it?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's play one clip. This is from the Chris
This
Rock
is
special.
When he talks about he's different than Will Smith.
First of all, I know you can't tell on camera. Will Smith is significantly bigger than me. We're not the same size, okay? We are not. It's got this guy, Will Smith does movies with his shirt off. You've never seen me do a movie with my shirt off.
All right.
If that's I'm in a movie game.
Yeah, it was good and bad. Well, not a disaster.
Right.
There are a lot of guys out there that I can't watch. I mean, he's watchable. I watched the whole thing start to finish. And at the end of the game, you know, I welcome to hear what people think, you know, and people disagree.
He was good, but
stuff.
Was he Jim Gaffigan good?
Oh, God, don't make me throw up. Thank you very much. You know.
Hey, how are you?
Not funny. Mm.
Anywho, we'll take a break and come back with news you may not need
nice.
Right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And I still maintain my fandom with the very talented Chris Rock. I just want to see him. I want to see him settle down and get married again. I don't know why.
It happens every day on the highways and byways of America.
There was an accidento. A bad accidento.
With scenes straight out from a Hollywood movie.
I think so. Clipped it and flipped like you'd see in a movie.
Exactly.
Like a stunt driver.
The real reason these mishaps happen? Listening to inferior podcasts.
I was just driving and listening to a podcast.
Ooh! Okay. And then you went bang bang!
And I went comedy bang roll.
Don't let this happen to you or a loved one.
Not many people flip a car and live to tell about it.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Share it with a friend because laughing helps to save lives. You'll flip for it.
I think flip is nice.
With two P's.
The devil made me.
Get it where you download your favorite podcasts or at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
What a klutz. Here's a scary but very true fact. Every day, your home movies and precious photos are slowly fading away.
Yes.
They fade away in closets or worse, break down because of the dampness of your garage or the heat in your attic. Digitizing your old media with Legacy Box stops the fading and allows you to preserve those recorded moments so they're safe forever. Join the over 1 million families that have trusted Legacy Box and digitize your memories today. We've all used Legacy Box and we all love it. Imagine the peace of mind that you can have knowing that all your memories are safe and sound for countless generations to come. It feels good. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all of your videotapes, camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures converted to perfectly preserved digital files, keeping them safe forever. For a limited time only, you can visit legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50%. That's legacybox.com/TMOS to ship and shop 50% off. This sale won't last long. LegacyBox.com/TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and we start today with Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis's wife, Emma, recorded a plea to the paparazzi to leave her husband alone when he's out in public. Man, I can relate to this. Leave him alone. She said, quote, "If you are someone who is looking after someone with dementia, you know how difficult and stressful it can be to get someone out into the world and to navigate them safely, even just to get a cup of coffee. I know this is your job, but maybe just keep your space." For him, for those video people, "Please don't be yelling at my husband, asking him how he's doing or whatever. The woo-hooing and the yippee-ki-yays, just don't do it, okay? Give him his space. Allow for our family or whoever's with him that day to be able to get him from point A to point B safely." They won't listen, but who can?
That's
who
so can blame sad.
I love that. I love Bruce sad. Willis from day one of knowing about him, and I hate that this is the end of it for him.
It really
and
sucks.
Those people are just, they're vermin.
If you recall, 3 years ago, I think we had, or maybe 2 years ago, we had a story where he was selling all his properties.
Yeah.
It's a, and it's like, we didn't know what it was. We didn't even think, like, no one even guessed that he was sick, but they were literally planning for this.
Yeah. I think they know.
You know it a long time out.
It's so sad.
Yeah, we knew it with my Uncle Pete. We knew it a long time out that this is going to be the destination. You know, Julia is named, in a way, for him. Her middle name is Addison after his character on Moonlighting.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just, and I totally understand what she's saying, and I really hope they can do that.
Yeah.
You know,
a little respect.
I mean, just be
please.
Aware. Be a human being. Well, not surprisingly, the man who brought us E.T. and Close Encounters of the Third Kind doesn't think we're alone in the universe. On The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Steven Spielberg said, quote, "I've never seen a UFO. I wish I had. I've never seen anything I can't explain. But I believe certain people who have seen things that they can't explain." He is also a little suspicious about the government and what they might be telling us. Quote, "I think what has been coming up recently is fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And I think the secrecy that is shrouding all of these sightings and the lack of transparency, I think there is something going on that just needs extraordinary due diligence." And I think he comments later in this interview that not necessarily beings from other galaxies, but perhaps our own people time traveling.
Ooh.
And all of this before the Oscars announce whether or not he wins for The Fablemans. Amazing.
Fableman!
That's a Tom Hanks thing that just happened there.
Yay.
Yay.
Paris Hilton is releasing a memoir on the 14th called Paris, the Memoir. In it, she mentions her sex tape that leaked in 2003, 20 years ago.
Wow.
God, time flies. With then slimy boyfriend Rick Solomon. She doesn't mention him by name. Paris was 19 when it was filmed. Solomon was 33. In an excerpt, she says, quote, "He told me if I wouldn't do it, he could easily find someone who would. That was the worst thing I could think of, to be dumped by this grown man, because I was a stupid kid who didn't know how to play grown-up games. The truth is, I wanted to be alive in a sensual way. I wanted to feel like a woman who's comfortable in her own skin." Paris said in order to let her guard down to do it, she had to get drunk and take lewds. She said she begged Rick to stop the release of it, but he said he had every right to sell the tape because it was worth a lot since Paris was becoming famous. Paris added, quote, "The world thinks of me as a sex symbol, and I'm here for that because symbol means icon. But when people saw that sex tape, they didn't say icon. They said slut and whore, and they weren't shy about it." I think she's being honest. I mean, yeah.
Did they have lewds in 2003?
They had lewds in 1979, Rob.
No, that seems like an
out-of-date.
Come to
American University. Yes, sirree. They had lots of lewds.
I thought you,
all over.
Didn't you,
all over McDowell Hall. Absolutely.
You minored in lewds.
No, but a few kids did. You see them at the basketball games. Look at her. She can hardly walk. Food is... I'm sorry. Food.
Yes.
Ford.
Oh.
Food. Jeez, what's happening to me?
Not even Wednesday.
Ford is working on a new feature that would let people take naps behind the wheel. This might apply to you right now.
Now stop it.
Their CEO just talked about it in an interview with Fox. Until recently, they've been working on fully autonomous cars where you wouldn't have to drive at all, but they've abandoned that for now. Instead, they're working on something they call eyes off the road features. Kind of similar.
Yeah.
Basically, they want to make AI so good at driving on highways that you wouldn't have to pay attention at all. You could just be on your phone the whole time or even sleep. It's still dangerous. He says consumer demand for this is through the roof. I get it. I've had a car. I had a Genesis that had
self-driving
assist.
Yeah.
A little assist. Not self-driving totally, but it could let you take the hands off the wheel for a while.
Yeah.
Obviously, they'll have to prove it's safe enough before any laws would change to allow people to sleep in their car. He said he doesn't think we're very far off from it, but he didn't give a timeline. It's worth noting that there are a few idiots out there who already do this in their Teslas. It's just not legal or safe yet. You want to do it in your Tesla. And you see the ones where, you know, something's in the road and the Tesla just drives right by it.
Yeah. I would be more inclined to trust the Tesla technology than the Ford technology. Just,
I don't know. I mean, if it's later, just wait. A lot of this stuff, it's got to take some time.
You're on the highway, though.
Yeah.
It's worth the speed.
You are.
Another crashed Taurus.
The time you spent getting ready today is only part of this. A new study found the average person spends almost 4 hours a day trying to look more attractive. That's a sixth of your life or a quarter of your waking hours. Obviously, you're not spending 4 hours on makeup or choosing your outfit. They factored in everything we do to improve how we present ourselves. The categories included makeup and cosmetics, hygiene, hair grooming, clothing, following a specific exercise routine to look better. They came up with 4 hours after polling more than 93,000 people in 93 different countries. The average for women is just under 4 hours. People who spend more time than 4 hours a day have one thing in common, though. They tend to be very into social media. There it is.
I can buy that. This morning I spent about 45 minutes just tucking my shirt in.
It's very, very exciting. It
took a while.
Thank you. That's terrific. All right, now a little something, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Residents of Lincoln County, a community of 35,000 in southern Tennessee, say they have had enough of the black mold coating their homes, streets, and public spaces, and they're ready to make Jack Daniels fix it.
Uh-oh.
Oscar.
No.
The mold is known as Baudoinia campionensis. Yes. I'm going to get it right.
Excuse
I always
me?
Got it right. I got it right in the rehearsal. Baudoinia campionensis. Oscar's got to get out of here, so he's getting ready. Or by its nickname, whiskey fungus. It grows thanks to the ethanol vapor given off
nickname.
By whiskey distilleries, or in this case, the one by Jack Daniels, located in town. In 2018, the liquor company built 6 barrel houses, and I guess this spooge comes out of the leavings. Let's see. As for how the fungus spreads in the first place, a distillery spokesman explains it's all due to the evaporated byproduct, popular known as the angel's share. It's the angel's share going off in the
mold
right there.
No.
The angel's share causes the devil's fungus.
This is very, very complicated.
Well, if you go on one of these distillery tours, they will tell you about the angel's share that goes into the atmosphere. And unfortunately, that also results in the devil's fungus. All I know is that in 1980, we had a run of the devil's fungus at American University. It had nothing to do with whiskey, but I avoided the showers for a month, and nobody went on dates. Nobody. There you go. We got to get out of here. Oscar's got to go deal with business, and... we will come back with Rob Spiewak, and it's called The Flip Side, right?
No, we have another break before that.
Yeah. Oh, we have another break. I'm sorry, I got totally lost.
I can be here for another 10 minutes.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry. It's been a day.
It's all good.
I have Alzheimer's.
Big Cables, Cherry Blossoms, Pop,
don't yell at
Rushmore. It's all part of the latest bonus show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Hour. It's Furniture. We got some fantastic f***ing deals for you.
In what crazy O'Mara Pulp Fiction do you see that we're somehow sabotaging you?
Mizuno. What a fine group of golf clubs.
Cherry Blossoms. They're not for you
anymore.
There
it is.
I love that you have included a fruit flavored soda.
What about designing women?
Hot.
What are you talking about?
Hey, that's cool, Mrs. C.
The TMOS bonus show gives you more bounce to the ounce and is made for those who think young. Gift a subscription and give it to a friend today. Find it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
If you don't know what we're talking about, then listen harder. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I've lost my place in the show. Hey, here's a question. Why do razors cost so much?
Oh.
They don't need to. Harry's razors are incredibly sharp and made in their own factory in Germany. Most importantly, they cost as little as $2 per blade. Can I tell you when I lose a place in the show? Remember back when he was losing his place in the show? That was the beginning of it.
You've been losing your place since we've been working together.
That's right.
You can get a quality razor that you can depend on delivered straight to your door from Harry's. They never lose their place. We all use Harry's because we all love Harry's. I love mine. I just lose it all the time. The best products at the best prices, and the packaging is amazing. Right now, the Truman Shave Trial Set is a $15 value for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. It includes a five-blade German-engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. Plus, you can schedule replacement blades delivery whenever you need them, with refills as low as $2 each. Harry's has dozens of affordable items to go along with your subscription, like shaving creams, post-shave balm, body washes, hydrating lotions, and more. And Harry's is still offering a no-risk trial. Don't like your shave? No worries on them. Don't get overcharged for razors, my friend. Get Harry's. Get a $15 Truman Shave Trial Set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That's harrys.com/TMOS for a $3 trial set. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow we will try to pursue the story of the gentleman's club under the tent down here in Fort Myers, Florida. Yes, there
you
is
know, normally when a gentleman's club uses the phrase tent, it means something different.
Well, but they got wiped out.
Yeah.
What do you know about this club?
I know that a friend of mine, Schmeiko Schmera, back in the day, may have visited there and visited very briefly because Mr. O'Schmera said that back in the day, and this is a long time ago, the quality was not up to his personal standards.
I have a question about your area, and I did some driving around Miami when I visited my dad, and it seems like they'll be in a very normal-looking neighborhood with like a fast food joint or maybe, you know, just like a hardware store or something. And then on the corner, there's a golden building. And it's a building that they have actually put like golden siding on. And it's called like, you know, Gentleman's Club. Are they more frequently just randomly appearing in the state of Florida? Is that a...
Oh, no. It's a sexual town. Like they're not as wrapped up in, especially Miami.
Sure.
They have beaches. Tampa. They're topless and they have nude beaches. You can do whatever you want.
Tell me about
very
it.
Very Euro.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a surprise to me.
They are usually put in.
They're not hidden.
They're not hidden all the time. No. And sometimes they're in industrial areas, where the zoning puts them. Sometimes they are, outside of a major city in Iowa, way out in the middle of nowhere.
I mean, the ones almost around like, here across the street in the business district.
Well, that's downtown, right? Downtown. You have that. This one, it's on the road to the beach, and it's not like any other business. But so it's in the middle of nowhere. But it's
to be more clear,
tiny.
It's on the way home from the beach.
Well, maybe it is. But now, Ian wrecked their building totally. I think it like wiped it out, and now they are they've reapplied for a permit. And while they're rebuilding, apparently rebuilding better, bigger and better, they have applied for a permit for a tent. And now they have the permit has taken effect. And now the stories are, it's so funny because they had this story the other day and they're quoting the owner saying, you know, he wants to be part of the community and build back with the community. He's saying community, community, community. And then today it was just like, neighbors are concerned. What's going on? Well, what do you think's going on in that tent? Yeah. That tent has nudie dancers.
It's big top
Pee-wee. Concerned.
As long as they have proper air conditioning, and it's all blocked off.
For those of you
ventilation
in the DC area, I ran across the story and I sent it to the guys. So there's this adult club, and we'll try to talk to the owners tomorrow. That is essentially been, as Mike said, wiped out by Ian. They've rebuilding, but the temporary, I guess, structure for this place is a big tent like you would see in Tyson's Corner for Cirque du Soleil.
Limited hours, Oscar.
Yeah, there's dancing, but different type of dancing.
Say hi to Jennifer.
No, you have to have Motley Crue, girls, girls, girls.
Oh, yeah. I was playing more to the tent.
Then I can do my strip club DJ.
Yes. Give me 1 second.
But,
I'll have it.
But I saw the story and I said, I think that's next to Mike's house. I'm going to send it to him.
It's really not next to Mike.
No, but
house.
In your
it's a 13-mile drive.
Your cone of influence.
But you knew the distance?
I could get there. Well, I know my distance to the beach was about 13 miles. Okay. Not to the strip joint.
Okay.
I haven't set foot in there in a very, very long time. I haven't done it. You know, but it's very lovely. And the place was always a very nasty. It was called Fantasies. And apparently the guy might be a lawyer that owns the chain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A chain of these places called Vixens.
Oh,
perfect name for the, hey, look at this Vixen. And, you know, it is what it is. So he's going to try to. Oh, here we go. Hey, guys, how you doing? Hey, my name's Ken. I'll be your DJ tonight. Let's bring them all up to the stage right now. Ginger, Buffy, Google, Samantha, and Kat. Let's bring them up. But, guys, we want to remind you, don't forget your bartenders and your waitresses. Let's bring them all up to that stage right now. Ooh, yeah. Yes, sir. Don't they look all beautiful, guys? They're all available for $25 lap dances. Might be more since Mike's been in a strip joint, so I'm not sure. Hey, everybody, make it rain at Fantasy. All right.
You do that too well.
There's always one named Kat.
Yeah. Ginger, Samantha, Raven.
Yeah, that's Joe Raven.
Google.
Google. I was like,
hey, it's Google.
Hey, everybody. Let's welcome all our girls back up to the stage. We're going to show you the goods right now. They're coming up to the stage. We don't want you to forget your bartenders and your waitresses. Please make welcome right now Kitty, Tesla, and Amanda. Fantastic. Hey, how about let's do it this way. Start it again.
Okay, yeah.
And I'll do names that aren't hot names.
Okay? Excellent. Okay.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. Here we
go. Hey, guys. Welcome to Fantasies at the Beach. Let's bring our girls back up right now. And oh, they look fantastic, guys. We welcome back these lovely ladies here for your entertainment this evening. Here they come, one after the other. Sue, Beth, Megan, Gwen, Mary,
Blanche,
Margaret, Alicia, and I forgot the last name.
Mike, well, Alicia. She called in sick. Selma could not be here tonight.
Selma could be here. Gladys. That's what it would have worked.
Make welcome Joan.
We'll check it tomorrow and see what's happening with that. But they are under a tent.
Yeah, they probably have a press agent.
That's wonderful. Rob Spiewak, you've been having some plumbing issues, and I wanted to ask you about that. I've got some plumbing issues here down at the house, but they're outdoor plumbing issues.
Oh, this is quite indoor.
Yeah.
A few years ago, we had to get a new garbage disposal because our house was 11 years old and all of the contractor grade appliances were failing because they last 10 years, right? And so I phoned around and I said, you know, if you do researches on garbage disposals, they recommend the power for how many people are using your house. And I think for my house, four people and a dog, they recommended a quarter horsepower. And I said, that seems a little dainty. So the one that I bought and had installed was a full horsepower. One horsepower.
Yeah,
and
incinerator. Sorry, guys. Get ready for that full horsepower coming up on the stage right now.
I've never had one.
Oh, play it again. Hey, how about these plumbers working in the neighborhood right now?
Food scraps. These guys
are here. We're going to bring up the plumbers right now that are here for your entertainment. They're going to show the crack of their ass, guys. What a fantastic group this is. Let's welcome Tony, Dick, Sam, and Buzz. Yes, sir. I don't know why I mentioned Buzz.
I think I did.
I'm losing it today. I'm tired.
Have you had one in the past where the garbage disposal jams?
In the past, it has jammed. Okay. And what happened is they actually had to rerun pipe to make this fit under the sink. This is
Don't put shrimp shells in there.
No, eggshells are bad too.
What about forks?
Yep. Never a fork. Oh. Although I do have a spoon with a sort of a rough edge. That it took a dance.
Stop disposing of your sponges in there.
So I it was some day last week, and I went to do dishes, and I flipped the switch in the morning, and it didn't go. It gave me the hum. And I said, oh, it's stuck. Okay. So I shut it off, and I do one of my least favorite things. I go under the sink because that involves A, getting on the floor, and B, going under into the cabinet, which is just
horrible job.
The most unpleasant, right?
Right.
And I hit the reset button, crawl out of the sink, get up again, which, by the way, even with my weight loss and new lifestyle, still sucks getting up and down off the floor.
I hate doing that, especially under the sink. And you never know, you know, what Mrs. O'Mara is putting under there. I went like a month ago.
Yes.
I went under the sink. We have another kit.
No. Let's bring out Mike's kit.
Hey. All right. Let's bring out Mike's other kid, Little Johnny. Little Johnny O'Mara. That's right. No, that's my cousin's name. I'm sorry. It's Victor O'Mara. Victor O'Mara showing the goods right now. All right, stop it.
Stop it. That's horrible.
So did you fix it?
It was late in the morning. I didn't have a chance to fix it, so I said I'll take care of it that night. And I got home, and of course, it was really no big deal because the dishes, when Carrie is home to cook herself a meal, they stack up like Tetris. And so the dishes are high in the sink. And I said, you know, the garbage disposal is jammed. And she says, I hadn't noticed. I said, no reason that you would. And so I get back down on the floor. And like a good homeowner, Mike, I have the Allen wrench to adjust the bottom of the garbage disposal taped to my garbage disposal. So if I get a jam.
Very handy.
I just go down. And this thing is stuck. I mean, and I don't know why it jammed. I didn't put anything nutty or crazy down it. And I'm working it, and I'm working, you know, put the Allen wrench in, and I pull and I push. And I'm really putting a lot of effort into it. It's hard to get a good amount of force because you're on the floor under the sink. It sucks. And so I'm in the kitchen, and we have a center island that divides the kitchen from what I would call our family room. And Carrie has a foot race every day when she gets home to run from the front door to the chaise lounge and cover herself with a blanket so she doesn't have to do anything. And so she's in that position. And while I give a good hard tug on the Allen wrench, and I'd not seen this happen before, the garbage disposal falls off.
Oh, my God.
The whole unit. The entire one horsepower incinerator unit.
That could hurt you like a car accident could hurt you.
Well, it wasn't quite as thrilling as that, but it fell from its nesting onto the cabinet under the sink, spilling bottles everywhere because there's, you know, like...
Was there any spooge in there?
I couldn't tell because I'm looking at it, not believing what I'm seeing. Now, Carrie's only like 12 feet away, right? And she can't see me for the center island. And I just hear, what was that?
You effed up again? Great.
I said the garbage disposal fell out of its nesting. And she says, what? Let me look at it. And she comes over and I'm there.
Is she looking from up above?
No, she actually gets up. So she means business.
No, but is she looking down at you when she gets to
the sink? She's not going to get down on the floor like me.
And is she looking at you through the drain?
Yeah. She thought about it.
Why do I see daylight?
So,
hello, Mr. Handyman.
You already wrecked the car, now this?
Oh, that's another good thing. Is a good about a handful of goo and water, you know, it comes down. So it's a sloppy mess under there. And she says,
see you later. Oscar's got to leave.
Oscar, I love to tell about it.
Thank you.
It's a happy ending.
You got to wrap it up, Rob. We're running out of time.
So she says, let's try to fix it. We can go on YouTube and see how this works. And she goes to YouTube and finds a video of nesting it back in. And by the way, the thing is not light. And I go under.
Did it work? Were you able to get it back in?
Went under. Oh, after it fell, I checked the garbage disposal. It was still jammed, but I said, at least I got to hang it.
So it's got stuff in it?
Yeah. So I pick it up and I kind of twist it and it kind of locks in. And then, boom, falls down again. Yeah. She says, well, I guess it fell again. And we were able to get a plumber out that night. And you know what? There's nothing greater than getting a plumber out that charges quarterly at a exorbitant rate just to emphasize what an idiot you are.
And did you have to replace it?
No. The thing worked. He unjammed it because he knows what he's doing, and he rehung it. And he
what was the total expenditure for that activity?
$1 million.
There you go. Cheaper than Manjaro.
Yeah, but tell you what, at least I got my sink back. I can put an orange peel in it all day.
Absolutely. I like to put my hand in there.
It's fun, right?
Just for fun. Just for recreation. That's awesome. Hey, we got to take a break. We will come back with how am I supposed to introduce it?
Oh, you say hello to the flip side.
Oh, okay. Very good. We'll be okay.
Michael, Mara, New Orleans, Sharon, Bailey, and Jolene, Jim, Amato, Dennis, Murphy, Polly, Christine, Oscar, Shannon, Pony, Carrie, Dan, O'Brien, shirts are scary, get your tickets while you can, say hello to Tony Lamb, Gusarito, Skinny Rob, Chris Fontani, Condo Bob, Carla, Twitch, and Dirk, and Reese, and a thousand staff on me.
Come out and see the whole gang at the TMOS Live Show, April 15th, 2023, at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. For tickets, go to MikeOMaraShow.com. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you are trying to improve your health, hydration is a great place to start. And Liquid IV is the hydration brand, that fuels your well-being. Their hydration multiplier just may be the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning before a workout, when you feel run down after a long night out, and on long flights. I love their grape. I love their strawberry. I love all their flavors.
Flavor.
Liquid IV, made with premium ingredients and is non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Do you like flavor? How about Concord grape? Just told you about that. Lemon lime, pina colada, tropical punch, watermelon, strawberry, passion fruit, guava. All great. Plus, Liquid IV is on a mission to change the world. Liquid IV has donated over 25 million servings in over 50 countries around the world. Plus, it's convenient and oh, so delicious. It's the best way to start your day. So be like me. Drink Liquid IV.
Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or go to our website. Get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration at Liquid IV using promo code TMOS, liquidiv.com/TMOS. Hello. What do I say?
You say, let's say hello to the flip side.
Let's say hello to the flip side.
Hello. Upside
down. Roll over.
Rolling, 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 yeah.
Let me roll it.
Flip, flip, flop, and fly.
Ah, flip the switch.
The flip side.
Flip side.
The flip side. Welcome to the flip side, Mike.
I love it, Flip.
Flip Spiewak with two P's, Mike. Let's start here. I know that as a classic rock jock, this must have hit you hard.
Okay.
Gary Rossington has passed at age 71.
Boy, I know that name. Give me a hint.
Okay. One of the most overplayed songs in classic rock.
Mama, I'm Coming Home by Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, no. I wish it would be. He was one of the founding members of Lynyrd Skynyrd, also in the Rossington Collins band. He was
Sweet Home Alabama?
Yes. And, of course, Freebird! Freebird! Mm-hmm. Anyway, he talks about the origination of the name of the band, which I like. It's a good story.
10th grade, Lynyrd Skynyrd kicked me out. After gym every day, you'd be getting dressed, and he walked through the dressing room checking your hair.
He's a hell of a storyteller. I should mention Lynyrd Skynyrd was the name of their gym teacher. But let's go back now to these wonderful tales.
In your hair, if it touched your eyebrow or touched the top of your ear, it was too long. That was the rules. And he'd see that, and he'd kick you out to go get a haircut. And finally, one day, I just said, I ain't coming back.
So they actually named it, and they spelled it. All the vowels are Y, if you spell it right. Lynyrd Skynyrd.
What,
but it's named after the gym teacher. Yeah, great band.
What a band, what a band. I introduced him one time on stage, which was fun.
To each other.
Very, very cool.
Didn't you?
No, I got on stage with Kirk, and we introduced Lynyrd Skynyrd, what was left of him, and it was fun.
He was one of the founding members, so that is a but they'll continue touring forever like the Temptations. Love a little kid, especially a little kid that has an idea of what's right and what's wrong. Here's a little girl scolding her dad because this was on TikTok. He patted her mom's ass is what he did.
Stop doing that, Dad. That's really bad.
What did Daddy do?
Just touch your butt. I told Daddy to not touch the butt.
Oh, I'm sorry, Avery. I'm going to do it again, okay?
That's really so bad.
It's so bad?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that. I won't do it again.
That's not really nice. I have to apologize to Mommy.
Apologize to Mommy?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll apologize to Mommy.
You touch her butt, that's really bad, Mike.
Bad Dad. Don't do that.
Same Meanwhile,
thing that you do to Oscar every day before the show. Too,
yeah, and, you know? And Pony yells at me. He says, that's very bad. Say you're
that's
sorry.
Bad, Dad.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Speaking of butts, Carrie Underwood, lovely lady, got some new, as she says, britches, but they're leather and they're noisy. And posted this on the gram. Here's Carrie Underwood and her new noisy leather britches.
So I bought these super cute patent leather, they're not leather, but looking leggings. There's just one problem. When you walk, doesn't really sound great.
Noisy britches. Let's bring Carrie Underwood up here.
There you go, Carrie Underwood, coming up with her leather britches, guys. Absolutely. Oh, boy. Carrie, how great thou art. Wow, that's fantastic. Anyway. Oh, she is, you know, she's known in the circles of country music and probably all performance having the best legs. The most athletic legs in the biz because she works out so much.
Well,
because
she wears leather pants. They offer a lot
pants,
of resistance.
Yeah,
and I can never remember the name of your classic hygienist with the hooks. Was it not Ina?
Bryna.
I tried to remember.
B-R-Y-N-A, Lady of the Hooks.
A tip of the hat today to Bryna because did you know it is National Dentist Day?
Oh, that's exciting. So, I have a new one. I have a new one that I really like a lot, a brand new dentist.
Any practical jokes played on you when you go into the office?
No, nobody had a joy buzzer in their hand like we used to have at other places.
Well, someday, I got to go
back. What was
her
name? What was that hygienist's name? Do you remember?
I always called her Heaven.
Thank you. We had a lady that would play jokes like with batteries.
Yeah.
Where she'd hand you a pen and it was electrified.
Yeah.
Fun. Big fun when you want to go into a dentist.
Eventually, I just said, can I have the other hygienist? I was very clear about it. Got to go.
She enjoyed it, though.
I have not. Well, of course. And that's what's important, is that she's having a good time during her 2-day work week.
That's really what our dentist did back in Fairfax.
Yeah.
They played little funny. It was a very happy office. And they had some very attractive ladies working in that office.
I think the doctor saw to that.
I think so. And that used to really piss me off. Just because of the stress of the dentist, it was not appropriate. Mm. But, you know, not like we made a big stink about it. But, you know, after I've dodged the hooks, I don't want a joy buzzer.
Yeah.
That's the way that works.
I haven't been since before the pandemic. So my teeth are probably about to fall out. Anyway.
Say hi for me, please.
I shall. National Dentist Day. This is a comic named DC Benny.
Had to go to the dentist. I'm very scared of dentists. I have a phobia, you know, I go into the office and I'm waiting. Little kid comes out and he's crying. The dentist bends over, gives him a lollipop. I'm like, don't take that, man. That's what got you here in the first place. Don't do it. The dentist brings me to the office. He starts digging in my mouth. He's like, oh, there's some bleeding from your gums. You must not be brushing. I'm like, it wouldn't have anything to do with that big metal hook, would it? Yeah. Freddy Krueger. Yeah.
So, hi to Bryna, and that's all I got.
Bryna, the Lady of the Hooks, one of my favorites. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow, everybody. And we'll try to get in touch with that little joint down around Fort Myers Beach, where they're having exotic dancers in a tent. What could possibly go wrong? For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye and ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
If you're waiting for a hug, you might want to pack a lunch.
Rocky Road?